what do you call the paper container that you hold groceries in, you know, when you come?
Paper bag.
What do you call a large bag that's real loosely woven, coarse material, and you know, you sometimes coal comes in it, and potatoes comes in it, and so forth.
We call them tow sacks.
Tow sacks.
Or grass sacks, you know.
A grass sack. I never have heard that either. Well, you know lots of these names for these things.
We might be calling the wrong, right thing, but that's just what we.
You can see that there's not anybody that really thinks of it as, you know, one name.
That's right.
And all of them are right.
Yes.
What do you call the instrument that you blow on, you know?
A French harp.
French harp. What do you call that that you twang?
I never know what that is.
It isn't.
Never.
Right.
It's random.
Right. What do you call a thing for that carpenters use for holding boards up? When they are sawing on, they usually look something.
I call them a scaffold.
Is that what you call them? They look like sort of like that, and they stretch the boards over to them. What do they call them? You call them a scaffold?
Yeah.
You ever heard of anything called a horse or a sawhorse?
Yes, I have.
Do you use that yourself?
Yes, we have used me. Who's in the country.
Oh, what's a sawhorse?
It's the...
It's an egg shape?
That's right.
Huh.
And lay the wood in it and saw it out.
I'll be darned.
And that holds the wood in place.
Yeah. Well, now that's what I was going to ask you just then. That's good. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that children balance on like that and balance up and down? You know, one of them gets on one end and they just... go up and down.
I call them a seesaw.
Alright. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Usually it's a stump and you stick another tree on it and you twirl around like crazy.
Yeah, we call them merry-go-rounds. Okay. That's all kind of used to know about long years ago.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of something called a flying Jenny or a flying mare? Mm-hmm. You don't use that word, though. You ever heard of a riding horse? I'm just asking you these.
No, sir, I haven't heard
you don't use those flying Jenny, but you've heard them before.
Yeah.
Are they old words? Those pretty old words?
I think they must be kind of new words. Because I never did hear them back when I was a kid.
What's a flat piece of stone used to sharpen a knife with?
A file.
Well, it's a piece of stone, and you can put oil on it, and you rub the blade on it like that. You ever heard of one of those?
No, I haven't heard of
one. All right, well, have you ever heard of a wet rock?
Yes, I heard of a wet rock.
What's that?
It's kind of a sand rock plant. They make grinding rocks out of it.
Well, you mean wet rock is a kind of rock?
Yes, it's kind of a rock.
But you don't use the term for a little piece of stone that you use?
No,
you
don't use stone. It's a rock.
It's an actual kind of rock?
Yes.
Well, that's
a rough rock.
That they use to make grindstone?
That's right, yes.
What do you... You just used the word file, didn't you? That's what you know.
File, you can sharpen knives with file, but you can use that wet rock, too.
Well, and when you use a piece of wet rock, what do you call that piece that you use?
Wet rock.
It's a wet rock?
Yes.
Right. What do you call a bed that you set up on the floor that has no frame at all? You know, say you just put the bed clothes on the floor.
Mm-hmm. A paddock.
What do you call the low ground in a river valley? You know, when you just look down in the river and down in the valley and that that land.
Bottom.
What do you call a road paved with concrete?